From Tidbits on March 3rd, 2008, this is the audio version of Leopard's iChat Screen Sharing, Perfect for Quick Collaboration, written by Matt Newberg. Last week, Take Control Books Editor-in-Chief Tanya Angst and I were putting the finishing touches on an upgrade to my Take Control of Customizing Leopard ebook, mostly to take account of changes wrought by the macOS 10.5.2 update, when Tanya had a sudden idea. Instead of our normal routine of her emailing me the Microsoft Word file, my editing it, and then my having to mail it back to her, why not use iChat's new screen sharing feature? All we needed, after all, was to fix a few verbal fine points here and there. So that's just what we did. I went on iChat, found Tanya in my buddy list, started a text chat with her to make sure she had a moment free, and a few minutes later, after some really rather silly kerfuffle that I'll tell you about in a moment, presto, there was Tanya's computer screen occupying my computer screen. She'd opened the Word document in question, and iChat was also automatically keeping us in voice contact. So she'd scroll down to a passage that needed tweaking and explain the problem. She could edit the passage and let me look at it, or I could edit the passage and let her look at it. We both had control of her computer's mouse, but voice communication kept us from quarreling over it. So she'd say, "How about this?" And I'd say, "Good, but what about this?" And in a few seconds, we'd agree and move on to the next passage. And in a couple of minutes, it was all over. We debated and made the edits. The task was finished, performed by both of us, working together. Collaborative editing isn't new to Tidbits. We've made plenty of use of Sabitha Edit, and Tanya's mind was already in a collaborative space from playing recently with Google Docs and Zoho Writer. But iChat screen sharing adds voice contact, and you're not merely sharing a document, you're editing and reading the same document simultaneously in real time, so it's perfect for quick, lightweight brainstorming and cooperation. Not to mention the instant gratification of solving, in 5 minutes, with excellent communication, a problem that might have taken our heavyweight email correspondence system 2 days with far clunkier communication. In short, it was efficient, satisfying, successful, fast, and fun. You should try it! Here are just a couple of hints. First, on the target machine, screen sharing has to be turned on. We went nowhere until Tanya remembered to check video screen sharing enabled. Second, when I chose Buddy's Ask to Share Tanya's Screen, I got a little dialogue with a spinning progress indicator, but Tanya's screen didn't appear until she had a brainwave and disconnected her second monitor. Then things went fine. Evidently, certain multiple monitor setups can overwhelm the screen sharing feature, but annoyingly, neither iChat's connection doctor nor any dialogue lets you know what the trouble is. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and after watching this in progress, I have to say it was indeed pretty cool to see Word being used collaboratively instead of Sabitha Edit or Google Docs.